Resonance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Quaker Cafe by Brenda Bevan Remis, performed by Bonnie Turpin. For Nicholas and Evan, you are my song. Chapter 1, 1992. Where you decided to bury a body in the South is not a matter to take lightly, and certainly not a decision to make without adequate sleep or caffeine. The long-term ramifications could turn into a disaster. Unlike any other place Liz Hool had ever been, Cedar Branch folks liked to keep Mom and Dad close to home, usually in the front or backyard. She tried to discuss this oddity with her husband once. "Why does your family put graves in the backyard?" "What?" He'd looked at her blankly. "I don't understand why your family put a cemetery in the yard." He seemed confused.
"To bury people. Why else?"
She trudged on. "Why not behind the Quaker meeting house?"
"Because it's a family cemetery. If we buried family behind the Quaker meeting house, they wouldn't be in a family cemetery."
Liz didn't feel like she was making much progress. "But what if someone should decide to sell the family home?" Her husband, Chase Hool, a birthright Quaker who'd left his hometown only long enough to get a degree, seemed resigned.
"It's just not something we want to think about."
Liz let it drop. 12 years earlier, when Chase's sister, Sophie, lost a child only days after birth, a decision had to be made about where the grave should be. Since the unfortunate death came out of sequence with normal expected deaths, an endless procession ensued back and forth to the family plot to decide exactly where each person would be buried so that the generational lines were clear. Remembering that emotional task, Liz did not want to embark on anything similar with her best friend, Maggie Kendall. Maggie had to bury her father, the prominent Judge Corbett Kendall. She was not prepared and obviously shaken. 100 yards behind the Kendall plantation home, known as Cottonwoods, the family plot sat inside a perimeter of a dozen or more peacock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?